This is the Business of Leadership Series Minute with your host, the best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck, and founder of MarketingStrategyHero.com, Derek Champagne.
We've got a treat today. We've got JV Crum III. JV, welcome to the Business Leadership Series. When I was a guest on your show, you asked me what conscious means. And so I'd like to know from you as well, what does conscious mean to you?
Well, I really mean three things by conscious. The first thing I mean is pure awareness. Now, there's actually multiple levels to just that, but let's start. It's awareness of who you are. And that's really where that big impact vision comes from. It comes from inside you. It's awareness of your values. It's awareness of who's that right target market for you. Who's that ideal client or customer? And then it's awareness about how does business work? How does marketing work? How do you sell? How do you develop a product? All that's pieces of awareness. Awareness of what the trends are and which trends you want to be a part of. Awareness of how you can perhaps start your own category. And now you shift to what I call visionary consciousness. So you have awareness consciousness, which is really the starting place. And then visionary consciousness, you can think of that as higher consciousness. Let me give you an example. So Steve Jobs, Elon Musk, they have bigger visions, but so did Beethoven about music. So everybody who has vision, and when we talk about a leader and say, well, that's a visionary leader, what we really mean is they see a possibility about the future that most people aren't seeing. And guess what? Everybody has the ability to do that. And you can do that through a number of techniques like visualization, meditation, opening yourself to connecting with a bigger consciousness that's out there. And meditation is a great way to do that. And now you get a bigger picture of what's possible and what you can deliver through your business and what you can deliver through your life. And then the third area of what I mean by conscious is social responsibility consciousness. And that's huge today. So you're asking big questions that also can be huge questions about business. How does everybody have water on the planet? How does everybody have education? How does everybody have medical care? How do we create products that are good for the environment when we're through using them? You know, so these are socially responsible questions. How do we have housing that people can afford? So you have the social responsible aspect of this, and a lot of people want to be a coach or consultant, and maybe you coach green business clients, and that's part of your social responsibility. Or it could be, like in my case, I have a global nonprofit called the Conscious World Foundation. It's a 501c3. So I decided I want to create my own nonprofit, and that's where I would channel part of all the money that comes into Conscious Millionaire. Well, you can do that yourself, or you can say, I really believe in this cause, and I want my business, whether it's business coaching, consulting, life coaching, consulting, or any kind of entrepreneurship, I want what I'm doing in business to be connected to a cause that I really believe in. And you can take and put a percentage or a dollar amount every year that goes towards that cause. And then that cause gets connected to what your business is all about. And it also will shift the kind of people who are attracted to you, because all of a sudden people who resonate with that cause and hear about your business, well, you and I know, you're listening today, I am sure there are some businesses that you do business with because you really believe in what they're doing. And that what they're doing is that they're related to some cause, or the product or service that they're selling resonates with your values. And that's probably on a social responsibility level. You can do that too. And there'll be a lot of clients or customers that'll come your way because they want to do business with somebody they believe in their values.